WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there. I was thankful and very happy to be eating a Pappas crab cake at halftime on Sunday of the Ravens Panthers game. Maybe that's what stimulated the offense there at the end to score a touchdown. We had the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at Pappas, all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill. We're going to be giving some turkeys away and doing some good things on Wednesday with our Goodwill partners downtown, as well as our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. We did have a $20 winner on the Ravens scratch off at Pappas. There was a group from Blue Cross Blue Shield that was having a holiday, a luncheon there, and we made some ladies happy with some victory tickets. This guy was not amongst them. He was a little busy over the weekend, bringing his lad back from Ohio State, watching the Maryland-Ohio State game, going to the Ravens game on Sunday. We welcome Leonard Raskin back on from Raskin Global. You can find him out at the front of BaltimorePositive.com as well. And you got any voice left? I mean, there was a lot of cold and a lot of football over the weekend, right?
A little bit of voice. You're right. It's a good question, man. I got a little bit of voice. You know, what we do for our kids, right? What we do for our kids. So I missed the big Pappas crab cake day because I had a 4 o'clock flight out of BWI to Columbus to meet the boy so we could drive home because it's about an 8 hour drive. And nobody wants to drive 8 hours by themselves, especially overnight. And the reason we did this excursion and couldn't fly him home was because in some crazy world, the NCAA thinks it's okay to announce the time of college football games like a week before they happen, which is just ridiculous, but I get it. So the Maryland game was a flex time. So we had no idea what time the game was going to be. So he couldn't fly Saturday morning because he might have missed the game based on the schedule of flights. And there was nothing coming out Friday night late enough to get him home from what he had to do Friday. So I fly to Columbus. We jump in the car after dinner, 9:30 at night out of Columbus. Now, mind
home at
you,
4 a.m.? When'd you get home?
4:30. 4:30. And through the mountains out there on 70, there's ice, there's salt. His car looks like it's been through the salt dome. Anyway, we pull in at 4:30, and now the puppy is anxious to see his human big brother here, and we're up till 5:30 with the puppy. Then we're up at 10 because Matthew's best friend goes to Maryland. So we drive down to College Park to have brunch with his best friend. Then we go to the Terps game. Now, mind you, I've been to Terps games before, but this was insane. We sat on the visitor side.
Well,
of
there
course,
were people there, which is, let's
well,
start with that.
That's
right?
the first thing. There were people there, but
there
we sat on the visitor side, which was the Ohio State fan side. Half the stadium, literally that side of the stadium, was Ohio State fans. I couldn't believe it. 20,000+ people cheering Ohio State like they were at the shoot.
That doesn't shock me. I mean,
it shocked
are you really
me.
Shocked by this?
Yeah, I didn't realize Ohio State traveled that well. That's my point.
Nine games a year. I mean, if
I get
there's
it.
Someplace you can get to other than
I get it.
Michigan next week, right?
I mean,
yeah.
Ohio State next week. So huge crowd, great game. Game's over. Now, mind you, Saturday night. Okay, here's the dilemma. Saturday night, 7 to midnight. The Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital 100th Anniversary Gala at Timonium Fairgrounds.
How was that tuxedo? Did you have it pressed up?
I had it all ready to go. The wife had the gown out. Everything was ready to go. Game ends at 7.
In College Park.
Yeah, and we couldn't leave because the
you
game
didn't get
was
home.
Exhilarating.
You didn't make it to Mount Washington. Tell me you didn't make it. Your wife went with somebody else.
No, she went. She was at the game.
What?
She went to the game. She wasn't letting the boy and me go without and missing that fun. She was screaming at the game, baby. I told her to stay home and go to the gala.
Did she
dot
the I in the Ohio State?
Yeah,
on
that's
Saturday?
It. That's right. It. So we get out of College Park. It was 45 minutes to get out of the garage and the campus.
That doesn't.
I get home.
Me.
No, yeah. Nothing. We pulled into our driveway at 9:20. Walked in the house, acted like we were in a Broadway play, threw off the sweats, threw on the tux. Threw on a gown, and we arrived at Timonium Fairgrounds for the gala at 10 p.m.
What time did it end? 10:01?
Midnight. Midnight.
Oh, you got to cheek to cheek in then. Okay.
We got a little time. We got a little time. We saw our friends. We had some people out there.
What you
should have
done was let me and Jen use your tickets until 10, and then we could have handed them off, and you could have gone
in. That's
right.
That's right. We should have done that. That would have been a good move.
Because 10 o'clock was our bedtime anyway. We were Tommy Conwell. I was in Ardmore, Pennsylvania with the great Tommy Conwell duck
there
walking
you go.
across the bar, getting my 1980. The 80s are coming back, Leonard. I don't know if you know this or not. They're
Hey,
coming
I
back.
got a good friend. I got a friend, not a good friend. I wouldn't say he's a good friend. Friend from high school who's in a band called Making Waves. They play
Okay.
all over the place, 80s stuff, all over the
But the
place.
80s are coming back. There's no doubt
It's
about that.
great.
So
It's
you
great.
wind up doing this, and then you did the game
And
Sunday
then
too.
so we go till midnight, we get home, hit the bed around 12:30, get up on Sunday to get out to the tailgate to do the Ravens game. And man, the tailgate was cold. It was the first cold tailgate I've been to in like 4 years. It was cold, but we were out there. We survived. We did a little hot chocolate and Kahlua, a little crab soup. It was good.
You know the
And
alcohol lowers your blood.
yeah, I didn't have a
I'm
lot of
just letting you
Kahlua.
know. I mean,
Yes, I understand the science
my
there.
dad always told me about the flask was going to warm me up and stuff like
No,
that,
not
but he didn't.
so.
Yeah, he didn't have.
Only on the way down for about 3 seconds.
He
Then
never
it
saw the
kills you the rest of the
Mythbusters
day.
or the
That's
scientist,
right.
right?
That's right. So then the Ravens game, which was all too exciting, and the people I sit around, we were all pontificating that Lamar had to still be sick. Whatever was sick, he was still sick.
Well, I said he wasn't him. He wasn't himself. I mean, that
No, there
was
was
not.
something up.
It was not
Something
high
was
energy.
up. But they managed to pull out a stunning victory from the hapless Panthers, and thank goodness they won that one. It was kind of like Saturday. You know, Ohio State had a really tough game. Maryland got shut out by Penn State the week before and played Ohio State for everything they were worth on Saturday. So finish the game Sunday, get home from the game, and all I
You're
wanted to do
doing
was
things that I
sleep.
used to do. Like, I used to do these things. I used to fly to Nashville and drive in 3 hours of rain to Knoxville to see some Tennessee Georgia game that I don't even care about, right?
There you
And then
go.
drive back and then party all night in Nashville, wake up hungover, go to the game, have a couple of more beers, get on a plane, come back, go to the barn on Monday. Like, I used to live like that. I mean, look what it did to me. It got my hair
And
gray, is what it did.
I only do very rare weekends. So this was a great
I'm
weekend
worn
with the
out, dude.
family.
I need a drink just listening to what you're telling me you did
I
this
needed a
weekend.
nap really bad. So we watched, I had the nap, watched the Squealers game and was hoping for a win, but they couldn't pull it off against the Gals.
Well,
So
anytime
that was that.
you root for the Steelers,
I
you know
wasn't
right
rooting for the
away.
Steelers. I was rooting against the Bengals, not for the Steelers. And then a decent Sunday night game. That was enjoyable. A decent Sunday night game was good. And there he is, a minute and a half left. Patrick Mahomes pulling out another win. And that was just crazy.
Well, you're a
Crazy.
value guy. You're a money guy. You're an investment guy, Leonard Raskin. I mean, if you have to pick a player, you're picking him, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Lamar's a great guy. I'm picking Mahomes to take any team down the field and win that game. He's just something else. He's got a mindset. You know, this is the thing. You have to have a mindset to do that. You can't just have talent. You have to believe. It's like Brady. Look, Brady believes. The dude, it can be down. Look, we saw the Super Bowl, Atlanta. You can be down 28 points. You feel like you're going to win that game. You drive everybody to win that game. You win that game. Mahomes just has a mindset. Unless he's down an impossible amount in the time left, he's going to win that game.
You mean
Or
like Kirk
something really.
Cousins at the end of the game on Sunday?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. He's going to win that game. And so I'm betting on him every time if it's that tight. Absolutely. We were watching us sitting here with the boy, with the wife. I said, Chiefs are going to win. They left him way too much time.
All right,
Minute and a
Leonard Raskin
half.
is here. He is Raskin Global, and he does strategy and the American dream and thinking ahead. I have a scenario for you. It's going to snow 7 feet this weekend in your city, okay? And you know it's going to snow. You also know the league's going to move the game, and the league moved the game. How in the world did the Buffalo Bills organization need snow blowers and Josh Allen's neighbors, knowing there was going to be set? All I kept thinking about for the organization on Thursday was, all right, they're going to move this game. They need to move this game. It's an
Fly out Thursday.
unprecedented thing, right? Why in the world on Thursday didn't these
Get
guys get
out.
their wives and their families together and say, listen, I'm packing a bag for the week. The organization's going to put everything from Buffalo in. We're going to figure out where to practice there Monday and Tuesday and where to stay in Detroit. We
No
play on
worries.
Thursday. We are going to treat this the way the U.S. team is treating its trip to Qatar. It's an adventure. We're there for a couple of days.
Except
Let's
we
get a
can't
room.
drink. Except we won't be able to drink.
Well, you can drink at Detroit, yeah. And I know they're wet across the border in London too. But so, or Windsor, I should say. For me, with what they went through on Saturday, I thought, how can they win on Sunday? And then they go to Detroit, they win. They're probably going to win again on Thursday because they're playing a bad team, right?
Yep.
The adversity the Bills are going through, some of it forced onto themselves after losing a couple of games. Because we're talking about Mahomes and we're giving him all his flowers and all that.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is the bum of the week for throwing the pick in overtime last week.
Hey.
I'll tell you what, the Bills to me didn't show very much aptitude in regard to strategizing how to get to Detroit to play their football game. But when it comes to football, I mean, the Bills and the Chiefs are better teams than the Ravens right now. Based on the offense with the Ravens, we have no idea what's going on Ronnie Stanley. This wasn't a great weekend for the Ravens to some degree, and certainly the Ronnie Stanley thing's messy.
You know, they're coming off a bye and having the Panthers and playing like that, you just got to wonder. And, you know, the first thing, and I heard the post-game, I heard Harbaugh in the post-game, and I don't understand the man's logic sometimes. Like, we win the coin toss and we take the ball, which we never do. Everybody was wondering.
Well, that was about fourth quarter and having the win. That's
yes, I understand, but you're playing the Panthers. You should not care about the fourth quarter win. You should be ahead by 26 points or something. You should kill them. They're nothing. They got rid of McCaffrey and became less than nothing. They got Baker Mayfield, whose best accomplishment is doing Progressive insurance commercials.
Well, he doesn't throw the ball well. And I know the wind was whipping and whatever, but I just look at him and I all along.
He's not a good
quarterback. He was crotch chopping and doing all that nonsense in Oklahoma. I remember being in a press box in Green Bay back when I was a media member, the first 26 years of my media career. I was with Eric DaCosta. I remember watching the highlights in the Green Bay press box specifically and watching him crotch chop and stuff. And I looked up and I said to Eric, and this is back when they were like needed a quarterback, right?
This is
back when Joe's at the end and they're like where they are. And I'm like, that guy. And then he's the number one pick. Like I know
where,
it's the Browns.
Where?
Other teams would have taken him number one that
year.
That's
the point. He was the number one pick for the Browns, who now have Deshaun Watson coming out of purgatory to bail them out of the year.
That's right. It is this week, isn't it?
Guess what? Yeah, it's dreadful. They're such a You talk about the Bills not getting out of Buffalo in time to play a game and be snowed in. The Browns have to be just one of the worst organizations, not in football, not in sports, but in American business. They just make dumb decision after dumb decision. You know, I mean, look at Disney. We're talking about businesses. Disney is a top company in the world, and they're I don't want to say current because as of the weekend, he's not current anymore. CEO was just terrible. Terrible. Took a five-star, top-notch international company and started slowly, perpetually dragging it into the ground. And as of the weekend, Bob Iger, who was the last CEO, has come out of retirement to rescue the once vaunted Disney. And the Browns were rescued when Art Modell left Cleveland. They had a chance for a fresh start. And who did they give the organization to? Some goof who doesn't know how to run a lemonade stand. and yet is
well, he knew how to illicitly operate a truck stop. We know that, right?
Yeah, but they're dreadful. They make such bad decisions. Deshaun Watson, I hate to say it, I don't know the facts of his case. It's like everybody outside of Baltimore says Ray Lewis is a murderer, right? Everywhere. Everybody outside of Houston, maybe, and Cleveland think Deshaun Watson is a rapist or something close.
Well, I wouldn't invite my daughter to give him a massage if she was a professional massage therapist.
Right.
That's for sure.
So people think he's not a good guy. And yet the NFL, in their infinite wisdom of, you know, egregious, what is it called? You're like hurt the league or you hurt the team or whatever it's called. Conduct unbecoming, whatever.
Conduct decide. Detrimental to the game, I think, is
there you
the
go.
Roselle
there you go.
With.
Decide that 10 weeks and a lot of money is enough. And the Browns decide this is the guy they want. So Baker Mayfield's just another product of the Browns. Okay, so he's not very good. So I don't know if I would have worried about the fourth quarter. I was more worried about – I figured they took the ball because they saw the the defense and figure they just march down and score every time. So why not just start it off? And then they started off and didn't. And I'm thinking, what a waste of a coin toss.
Well, you know, people gamble on this, Leonard Raskin. And all I could think about on Sunday, as the wind swirled and you were out there and the pregame conditions were all about Tucker's out there playing around with field goals and can't make a 50-yarder when he can usually make an 80-yarder. And so that's always part of this. But I thought to myself, it's got to move the line, right? Like, if you're a gambler on the morning of the game and you have the best kicker on earth that you like to kick, that anytime you cross the 50-yard line, you're in field goal range. The Ravens game was different. It was a different mindset on Sunday because of the win, much like up in Buffalo a couple years ago when Tucker missed a couple of field goals in the playoff game. And I'm thinking to myself, Kansas City, Buffalo, these windy places. What about Baltimore in January, where they've taken their own stadium now and they put these scoreboards up that's completely changed the win dynamic in our own stadium? If we wind up getting some sort of home field advantage where your kicker, which is your big advantage, really, this is special sauce that the Ravens have, is they have a kicker that can get you points that where no one else can get you points, except if the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour in every other direction. And all of a sudden, doesn't matter if you have a kicker at that point or not, because you're now playing Y.A. Tittle, or you know what I mean? Which the Ravens should be good at running the football as well, but it becomes a touchdown game instead of a field goal game. And I thought that from a value standpoint in gambling, I thought if the Ravens are a 13-point favorite going into the game, you got to shave that back at least three, if not six, because there's going to be a couple opportunities where in a normal game, they would get 3 points. Today, they're not even going to try it. And
hey, we were sitting there
to think about January games, not just on the road, but here. And I said to Luke, if Miami's this good, let's go down there and play. Lamar will be better in Miami than he's going to play here or Buffalo or Kansas City in January.
There you go. There you go. We just got to hope that you get to the point where you get an early game that you can win. And then if you have to play Miami in Miami, you can go down there and win. And let's look at this team. 7-3 and three horrible losses, right? Three horrible losses. Pinned on the defense that just couldn't hold up. But now, that defense, man, Roquan Smith. And he didn't have the game of a lifetime this weekend. But what he did, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, I'm not in the locker room, I don't know these things, but my guess is Patrick Queen has stepped up his game to say, wait a minute, that dude is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And if they keep him and sign him for a lot of money, I'm up next. And man, did he fly around the field this weekend. I mean, he was studding out. Queen was all over the place. So If you got a combination of those two for the next X years, this defense up front, it was solid linebacking core, and they're looking okay.
See, this, you're the money guy, though, Leonard Rask. You can't afford all these guys, right? You're not going to give Roquan Smith a $120 million deal and Lamar Jackson a $250. I mean, they have an embarrassment of riches right now, which opens the door.
Hey, my ticket price will just go up.
Nah, Steve would never do
that. He's
going
to raise them. No.
By the way, a lot of empty seats Sunday. I don't want to go down that road again, but it's pretty obvious. Your tickets were $20 on game day again. Cold weather is also something people don't. I mean, you're hardy, Leonard Raskin, and
I'm
hardy as well.
I hate to say it. I hate to say it. You know, we want to be Baltimore positive, man, but people are worried. Let me tell you something, and I don't think that I'm sure this isn't illegal because it's legal because I do it on StubHub, not to advertise for them. But I had an extra parking pass for the game. And I threw it up there on Monday just because I didn't have anybody to give it to, extra parking pass last week on lot BC. And I got $250 for a parking pass. And the boy, I told the boy and the wife, and I said, this is stupid. It's $50. Somebody paid $250 to park in this lot. And he goes, Dad, they don't want to walk through the city. They don't want to park somewhere else and have to come to the game. People want to park right at the stadium so they feel safe. And I felt that was pretty insightful and pretty sad. And that may be a reason there's a lot of empty seats. People just aren't comfortable. I don't know if you're familiar. You must be. The new arena. The new enhanced now
CFG
pot,
Bank Arena. We've talked a lot about it. Yeah.
Yeah, the pot arena. Did you know they're selling PSLs?
I did not know that.
So they're selling, quote-unquote, subscriptions. You can pay couple few thousand a year, not at once, a year, to own your seat and have the right to buy every ticket to every show, concert, whatever is there in your seat. And attached to that is VIP parking in the garage at the stadium, quote unquote, so you don't have to go out to get in the arena from your car. Now that's selling safety, baby. That's selling safety in a big way in Baltimore, saying, you know, we know where the arena is.
I think it's sort of defeatist for what they're trying to do, which is if you're going to come down there, go into a bubble, see Garth Brooks and go into a bubble and leave, that's not going to dinner in Little Italy, right? Or that, you know, there's a different vibe about that.
They're talking city, but they're playing scared for the consumer. They're saying, if you buy these seats with these licenses, you'll park, you'll come right into a VIP lounge, you'll go to your seats, and you go home. And you don't have to worry about Baltimore City. And that's scary. That part is not good. But obviously, to the rest of the world, they're talking about how great the arena is and how it's going to be, you know, revitalize the place to be there downtown. And
well, you didn't get mugged Sunday, did you? You're doing okay?
No, I'm doing okay. Thank goodness. I'm doing okay.
Well, there's the Baltimore positive part, that everybody survived.
Everybody will, and the areas around, let's face it. I've been down to Little Italy. I've been down to restaurants in the city. I've been all not all around, but I've been to a lot of places in the city, and I don't think twice about it. I will tell you, I do look over my shoulder more than I used to, but
that's it.
It doesn't scare me. It's just, hey, you got to be conscious. Okay, so I'm conscious. All right, so be it.
Well, I am not headed to Jacksonville this weekend, Leonard. I have canceled all of my reservations per the requests and orders of Chad Steele and the PR department of the Baltimore Ravens. So I got Thanksgiving here. I have leftovers. We'll be getting ready for the game. Tell everybody what you do, and as we get closer to the end of the year, ways that folks are thinking about, you know, taxes. Sort of, you know, here we go.
Yeah.
December 31st. Yeah. It's right around the corner.
It is. So we are money. We are Raskin Global. We empower people to choose their financial future. We help you eliminate fear from your financial future and help you achieve the American dream. Do the things you want with your money without fear. And there's a lot of fear out there in the markets. We talk about Baltimore. A lot of fear in the markets because people don't know what's going on. And then you got this 20-something kid running the crypto company with Tom and Giselle and Matt Damon. And Larry David, and during the Super Bowl, they're telling everybody that the next great thing is you got to get in on crypto and how safe it is, how great it is. It's going to be the next big investment. And then this kid is in the Bahamas, $2 billion of investor money gone, and his net worth went from $32 billion to zero in a couple of weeks, except what he's hidden offshore somewhere that nobody knows about.
Bigger criminal than Madoff or too young and dumb to even know?
No, bigger and not too dumb and young. His parents were on the board of the company. He's an Ivy League grad. They're supposed to know things. Clearly a scam. This guy's going to jail. He'll find his day in an orange jumpsuit. It's a mess. But here's the problem. That causes media attention. That causes fear. And that causes average investors to be scared to invest, average people to be scared to invest. You can't be scared to invest. What you have to do is not invest in things you don't understand, not invest in things you don't know. And if you're not a professional, be really careful, because doing it by yourself or working with an amateur costs you money. There was a study done by Vanguard. Okay. They are the do-it-yourself company, low-cost index funds, do-it-yourself, Vanguard. They put out a study a few years ago that showed the average investor earns, on average, 3% more per year over time by using a professional advisor. 3% per year. Why? Because people make bad mistakes. They sell when they should buy. They buy when they should sell. They don't know what they're doing. They lose money to fees. They lose money to taxes. They don't understand how to invest. And you might get a 6% return, but you're not getting 9%. You might get a 9% return, but you're not getting 12%. And the fact is, people constantly make investing mistakes. Worse yet, they make protection mistakes. They don't insure themselves properly from risk. So you might have a great portfolio doing great things. Then you have a car accident or a disability knocks you out. Now you have to sell in a down market, lose all your money. Bad, bad, bad. So what we do is make sure that you're protected so that the moat around your castle is secure. There ain't no Vikings coming to take you out.
Or Cowboys in this particular week, right?
Or the Cowboys, right. Then we make sure that you're growing your money properly so you can enjoy it, have the life you want with it, and then leave it to those you care about, whether that's family, charity, whatever. The things for year end, don't forget if you're going to do a Roth conversion with an IRA, now's the time to do it. Don't wait till the end of December. Understand pro rata rules, which again, nuances in IRAs. If you're older, 72 and up, you have to take required minimum distributions. Don't forget to take them. There's a 50% penalty for not doing it. So you got to make sure you look at these end of year things that you're supposed to do or want to do. Get in with your advisor, get in with your team of advisors, accountant, attorney, whoever it is. Make great decisions at the end of the year. Call us, find us, let us help you make better decisions for 23 and beyond. If nothing else, get on our email list. Send us an email, lraskin at Raskin Global. Say, I want to hear more. We send out a daily email, a couple big points per month. You can learn things. And if you find any of that interesting, come on over. Let us help you do the things that you should be doing to help your money create your American dream.
Do what I did. Trust Leonard Raskin. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com as well. And I hope that your leftover table finds plenty of all that American stuff like turkey and pumpkin pie and apple pie. And listen, this is an important note that I've 54 years of my life now. I've had a lot of experience with Thanksgiving, Leonard. And There is no pie in my world that's not a la mode, okay? So, you know, get the scooper out, right? Go over to Wise, get you some vanilla, some cinnamon. You need a little a la mode in your life this weekend. Do it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excessive
Thanksgiving.
That's excess what it's all about. Is what I'm saying. That's what Thanksgiving.
And then a nap.
Well, and it's a football. Some more football as well. Leonard Raskin right. can be found at RaskinGlobal.com. He joins us every week. He's out at the front of BaltimorePositive.com as well. We're taking a little respite this week from the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill and Win Donation. Taking a down week. We'll be back at Fadley's, back at Cossett before the holidays. I am trying to put together a special rock and roll show with the great Gina Shock of the Go-Go's in Dundalk before Christmas as well. So. Yeah. Get out the lights. It's going to be fun. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, House in Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.